The South by Southwest Film, Music, and Technology Conference, held in Austin this past week, got a whole lot of coverage for hosting former NSA contractor Edward Snowden and the discussions about privacy rights. But the event also showed off new technological developments, including ways to take us beyond cinema or TV, even traditional video games. NPR's Laura Seidel tried out some of the virtual programs and found herself transported to places she'd never be able to visit in real life.
If you're one of the millions of fans of the HBO fantasy series Game of Thrones, right now it's possible to immerse yourself in the Land of the Seven Kingdoms by seeing it on TV, reading one of the books, or playing a theme-based video game. But imagine if you could take a visit to the kingdoms from your living room. That may not be too far off. At South by Southwest, I got to don a pair of special goggles, step into a booth, and be transported up the winch elevator to the top of the Castle Black Wall.
Oh, wow. Then I'm going to reset. What's, I really feel like I am going up an elevator. Oh, my God.
That's me after I put on the goggles, known as the Oculus Rift. It looks like and feels like I'm getting a ride to the top of the wall, though I haven't moved. No matter which way I turn my head, I see snow-capped mountains.
Oh, my God. Wow. I am looking out over a frozen field. This is truly an incredible experience.
When I reach the top of the wall, the ground below me feels as if it's moving like a conveyor belt, taking me to the edge of the wall.
I see soldiers coming up in the snow holding torches. Oh my God. And fiery arrows. Ah! I've been hit by a fiery arrow. Oh my God. Whoa.
Fortunately, it didn't hurt, but it sure looked real. My amazement at this experience with the Oculus Rift is typical.
You simply can't believe how much your brain is being tricked.
Ian Cleary's marketing firm Relevant designed this exhibit. They added a few extras, audio and a fan, to simulate wind.
Each layer, your brain gets more deeply and deeply fooled, and it just kind of makes you either smile or maybe let out a little yelp.
The creator of the Oculus Rift is Palmer Luckey. A few years back, Palmer realized that technology had reached a point where it was possible to monitor the motion of your head, track your eyes, and put compelling graphics on screens all small enough to fit into goggles.
And all those pieces coming together allow us to finally trick people into believing that they're in a virtual space and just instead of just watching what happens through a window.
About a year ago, Luckey and his company, Oculus VR, made the Oculus software and hardware available to developers for around $300. They've now sold some 60,000 Oculus developer kits. At Oculus pop-up headquarters at South by Southwest, I donned the Oculus again, this time for a mellow experience. I was sitting in the studio of Canadian musician Patrick Wilson.
I love the touch of the dog in the studio. There's a kite hanging in the corner. What's really strange is the feeling I have that I literally could reach out and touch this gentleman over here playing the piano.
The creators of this moment are Felix Lajeunesse and Paul Raphael. Lajeunesse says they were already interested in 3D movies, but they were frustrated by technologies that force people to sit in a theater.
We thought, wouldn't it be great to go further and get rid of the frame and just be there, you know, just a pure experience of presence.
As soon as they heard about the Oculus Rift, they got a kit and used a camera they built that shot in 360 degrees. Lajeunesse says this allowed them to create something beyond a traditional film narrative.
It allows you to live an experience, and it's an immersive experience, and when there's a human being there, if you approach it the right way, it becomes an intimate experience. You almost have the impression that you're with someone else.
This is just the beginning of exploration of the Oculus Rift for these filmmakers and many others, though it may take some time for it to reach the shelves of your local Best Buy. Oculus creator Palmer Luckey imagines people will be able to climb mountains, go to outer space, explore caves, and have experiences that we couldn't have in real life.
That's why we have epics going back to ancient times, all the way to modern movies, video games, and people want to experience things they can't experience in their real lives. They want to see things that are fantastic. And virtual reality takes that to its ultimate conclusion. You're not just reading a book or watching someone else do it in a movie. You're actually able to do it yourself.
Though the truth is, you'll actually be able to do it from your couch, which may be a lot safer than climbing Mount Everest. Laura Seidel, NPR News.